Robbie Perkins is running for re-election as mayor of Greensboro for the first time since he defeated former one-term mayor Bill Knight 2 years ago. But his campaign has been plagued by reports of his own personal financial struggles. His challenger, longtime council member Nancy Barakat Vaughn, finished 10 points ahead of Perkins in the October 8th primary. A third candidate, George Hartzman, was eliminated in that primary. Both candidates said jobs and economic development topped their list of priorities. They also expressed concern that income levels in Greensboro have not recovered since the start of the recession. Vaughn said she's disappointed that a large part of job recovery in Greensboro has disproportionately come from low-paying service sector jobs.
We need to make sure that our residents will have jobs that will allow them to buy houses and cars and raise families, living wages. So I think we really need to focus on what we can do to raise the per capita income.
Perkins said he would focus on creating jobs through logistics and high-tech sectors such as nanotechnology.
We got gutted pretty bad in 2000 with textiles, tobacco, and furniture going offshore, and we're rebuilding that economic base now in the triad, principally around logistics and aviation-related businesses.
Vaughn and Perkins differed when asked to describe their own approaches to leadership. Perkins said leadership starts with a good plan.
You know, I'm a kind of tell it like it is leader. I have a plan, and I articulate that plan, clearly define it, and then execute it. And we've done that during the last 2 years.
Vaughn stressed her attention to detail.
I am, I believe, a more hands-on leader. I think it's very important to do your own homework, to kind of dig in. I believe that big ideas are very important. The big ideas are the easy part. The devil is in the details, and I am a very detail-oriented person.
Voter turnout will likely change the dynamic of the general election compared to the primary. About 8% of eligible voters took part in the October 8th primary, but the general election turnout is typically higher. In 2011, for example, the turnout at city precincts was about 20%. Vaughn said she's cautiously optimistic about Tuesday, saying she spent very little money on the primary and now is investing in the final push.
An 8.5% voter turnout is really pretty abysmal. So I'm hopeful that, you know, we are going to at least double that. When the turnout changes, really anything can happen.
Perkins said that despite coming in second, he's not feeling like an underdog. He said his campaign has stepped up the effort since the primary.
Well, I think the voter turnout was so pitiful in the primary that it didn't tell us a whole lot about this final election. What I would hope to see is that the voters of Greensboro are energized and enthusiastic about what we've done the last 2 years.
Should Vaughn prevail, she would be Greensboro's fourth new mayor in the last 8 years. Polls open at 6:30 a.m. and close at 7:30 p.m. Tuesday. Paul Garber, WFDD News.